Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Steve Roberts, and this is the lovely Allie Bills. And I just want to go ahead and get this out there right now in the spirit of game day in college football. Oregon versus Utah, big game. And Allie, I just want to start this off with a little bit of a, maybe a little bit of a contest.
A little banter. Okay.
So anybody that in the chat, if you guess the score, whoever's closest to the score minus the spread, no spread, if you guess the score or you're closest to guessing the total score, you will win $100. Now, if you get the score correctly with the winner, I'm going to put $300 in the pot.
Ooh.
So you would get $300. So,
Do you have one you're throwing out?
I'm just going to make this strictly for intercap, but you can't come back later and say, well, I guess that score. You have to,
it has to be in the chat
so we can keep track of who is going to be the closest or who gets it. So $100 for closest, $300 if you nail it. And I'm pretty sure if you pick Oregon to win, you're going to win it all.
Well, aren't you confident?
Well,
I think there's a lot of people in here that disagree, but
there could be. I don't know.
All I know is no matter how hot it gets in here, actually, we didn't make it too hot to start because you refused to take his shirt off. We don't need Steve passing out mid podcast.
I'm repping today. It is hot.
Oh my gosh.
So people are probably wondering, Allie, what's
what are we doing?
We're wearing these hats.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So welcome to the Mobile Sauna Daily. So we're going to talk a little bit about the sauna, but I first wanted to share a quick story.
Oh, please.
We had Jerry Lynn and Dan that came here and visited. So these are two friends of mine. And if you guys remember, husband and wife, they were in a car accident December 27th. They have four children. Three of the four were injured. The daughter that was three wasn't. The wife, my friend, she was injured. All of them are fine, recovering. The husband broke his pelvis and his lumbar and was paralyzed, and he had to get it all reconstructed and wired and put back together. So when he came here, the elevator was broken and he had to walk up the stairs. Remember that?
Oh, I'll never forget it.
And he had just been to the point where he was off the walker and trying to walk with his canes and was doing so good. Well, his wife decided to run the St. George Marathon and signed him up to, the goal would be to walk a mile, and it was a race for disabled and children. So they get down there and he had been training and walking, and she sent us a video. And of course we hear her saying, come on, Dan, 0.3 more miles. And he was jogging, not walking. He was jogging.
This
was just 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Or 3 weeks ago. So all of a sudden they're down there, and the night before the marathon, so Friday night, they have this race that is for adults, children with disabilities, anything. And he was the only adult, and there was just a few kids, and it wasn't advertised well. And she just thought, what did I just do to my husband? This is humiliating. He doesn't want to be the only adult. He doesn't want to have people waiting for him. These kids can run forever. And he decided to do it. His goal was 20 minutes and to walk or jog at the beginning and try to jog at the end. And he could take one son with him along the way. So he went ahead and did it anyway. And it was very traumatizing for my friend because she just thought, I just ruined him. I just ruined his confidence. I created this horrible scenario for him. And let's just say he ran the entire thing. He did it in just under 12 minutes. A lot of us can't do that healthy. He didn't use his canes or crutches at all. And at the end, he had a child on each side that he was kind of running in with. And we'll send out a video. It is incredible.
What a great story.
And had she known that there wasn't going to be any other adults, they wouldn't have done it. The inspiration they were to so many people watching was incredible. But as a family, it was just a really tough situation. But he went back to NeuroWorks in Salt Lake because he has a lot of things that still don't work. And he showed him the video. He says, okay, you're not running in water anymore. They put him on a treadmill and a harness, and he is running and sprinting on a treadmill. And it just goes to show, sometimes, you know, just signing up and going after something is more important than, you know, worrying about what it's going to look like when you're there. And now he is, you know, progressing and moving toward a place that never would have happened.
That story is phenomenal. What a lot of people, maybe some of the people that weren't on that call, that was one of the most moving podcasts we've done. He couldn't even get up the stairs. He could not walk. I mean, his legs looked
atrophied.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So what a great story. Thanks for the update. Yeah. That's fantastic.
You bet.
Well, so a lot of people are wondering
what's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on, Allie? What are we doing? What did you sign me up for here?
So I thought it would just be fun to bring out the mobile sauna and the cold plunge. You guys know it's something I'm passionate about. We're kind of going to share why we're passionate, but everyone, I think, has their own place where they find some solidarity. They find some time to be quiet and have peace and stillness without phones, without noise. And the sauna is that for me. But before getting into that and kind of talking about, you know, what's your place of solidarity? Where do you go to reset? You know, I was just talking to a builder that I know, and he's like, no one knows, but I'm in Vegas and just depression. And there's a lot that I'm trying to work with right now. And he said, I don't know how to reset. I ran a 10K last year or a marathon last year. I can't even get out of bed to run this year. So I went away to reset, and I just need to find myself. I think, you know, there's ebbs and flows in life. And I think we have to be able to know, what do we need in those moments when we need to get some dopamine? We need to get some adrenaline. We need to get some motivation to get back out, or to get up every day and do some things. And
well, I think that's kind of like life. We spend so much time on the go,
yeah.
Right? Got to go here. Got to pick up the kids. Got to do this. Got to fulfill this commitment. Got to go to work. How often do we really ever sit down and quiet and spend time with ourselves?
Not enough.
Never.
Not really. Enough.
I'm guilty. I don't do it enough.
Especially without our phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And stillness is so important. For me personally, when I'm alone and I'm still is where I come up with ideas. I solve problems, you know. So I think that it's necessary for personal growth and for that reset. But let's talk a little bit about the benefits of the sauna. If any of you are hot, before she gets too hot, have her go out. So yeah, feel free to leave for anyone that's in here, because we don't want to get her too hot. Okay, so the sauna. If you guys have seen Limitless with Chris Hemsworth or not, it's on Disney Plus. It's great to go and learn a little bit about contrast therapy that we're going to talk about today. One of the reasons that it became so interesting to him is that he did a genetic test, DNA test of all these things that he could be susceptible to. He had a grandfather pass away of dementia, and he found out he carries the same gene right before doing this film. And so, the sauna became an integral part of his life moving forward, and the cold plunge, and I'm going to give you some links and names that you can go to learn more about this. But if you get in the sauna 10 minutes a day, then you can decrease 10 minutes a day. You can decrease your risk of organ disease by 33%.
Really?
Yes. If you do an hour of sauna, and this is all over 170, and we'll talk about kind of the infrared versus a dry sauna. This is a wood burning sauna. If you do 60 minutes, three times a week, you decrease your risk of cardiac disease and dementia 66%.
Wow.
It's incredible. So all of a sudden you hear you carry a gene for that. You're pretty much gonna live in the sauna after that. But with the sauna, it's a moderate exercise. As you notice, as it gets hotter in here, besides just sweating to death, it increases your heart rate as if you were doing a moderate exercise. And so when we do contrast therapy, it's really important to let that heart rate go down and then to get into the cold plunge once you let your heart rate go down a little bit.
So this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. I'm sure you get some stairs towing this thing down the road, but what would you recommend for somebody that maybe isn't financially ready to invest in a sauna yet? What else could people do to get healthy and to reach that utopia, if you will?
Yeah, ultimately 57 minutes of hot per week and 11 minutes of cold is what you want to get, just as for general health. And in that 57 minutes, that hot heat is best dry. and cold is best wet. So you hear of cryotherapy, but you also have hot tubs. And so, but all heat is good at for 57 minutes and all cold is good for 11. Hot tub is great. Hot bath is great. Sitting in a steam shower is great. Those are all wet, but they are still really good. They get your heart rate up. It is like a moderate exercise. The reason the wet is harder for me, not so much the steam, but the hot tub, is it can cause inflammation in your joints, depending on, you know, where you're at there. But the dry is the best. Infrared saunas don't quite get as hot. They do want you to push it at 170, but for infrared in your home, 150 gets warm enough to sweat. You can stretch in there. It doesn't burn you out. It's not a sweat lodge. You can actually do stretching. You can do yoga. And my friend just opened a gym, and all of his, he has 20 person infrared saunas where they do the workouts in there so that they can get the heat, heart rate, and the flexibility benefit.
So I got lots of questions, of course, but so somebody's in a sauna or they're doing something in heat, what advice would you give them? Obviously just to go in there and sit and in 170 degrees isn't super exciting, right? You're going to sweat. It's going to be uncomfortable. What do you do in that? Do you meditate? Do you stretch? What is there some extracurricular stuff you can do?
I think that the mind over matter is the cold and the hot. When you get super hot, being able to distract yourself from being uncomfortable. I think, first of all, we're really bad at sitting quietly. You know, some people play music outside so that they, but if you can sit in there quietly, and meditation is actually thinking of nothing. If you try to think of nothing, the only way to do it is to focus on something and then try to think of nothing. That in and of itself is distracting and can take you away from some discomfort. But it's okay if you want to play music outside, whatever it is for you that puts you in a better place. It can be different for everyone. There's no right way to do it. I think if you can just be in a place that's still, especially if it's hot, stretching is always a great place to do it. Your muscles are warm. And but I wouldn't lay down. I wouldn't fall asleep in a hot sauna. We don't even let people come in the sauna by themselves once we get it above 70 to 190. But, you know, right at the point where you're uncomfortable, you want to push 2 to 3 more minutes intelligently, but you want to push past that discomfort. But again, I think it goes back to being comfortable with yourself, being quiet. Can you sit there and be quiet without the TV and allow yourself to be in your own thoughts?
Well, you've known me a long time. That's a big task.
As the leg shakes and No, it's hard.
And
sometimes I think we don't do it because we don't want to think about certain things, or we don't want to ask ourselves certain questions. And it doesn't always have to be that deep. But I do think that it is so important, if we have things we're going through in our life, to spend time with ourselves. A lot of times we can solve those problems ourselves, or things can come to us, or but we need quiet to do it.
There was a question that we had, though. They want to know, what are the hats are for? I just thought maybe we were channeling our inner Smurf.
Yep.
I didn't.
It does protect the hair, so it doesn't dry out.
Well, normally there's not much there, Allie, to protect
it. But
anymore.
We know how much you love your hair, so we do not want to ruin what you do have.
Good point. Preserve my hair.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But the other thing is that if you wear the hat, it protects your brain, and you can actually tolerate more heat with the hat on. Usually heat traps, but in this scenario with the sauna, it will protect your brain. You can actually tolerate more heat without it.
Really?
Yeah, making your inner head hot. Uh-huh. And so that is why the sauna, and of course they had to make them their own style. It's just, they need a uniform for everything we do in life. And so
yeah,
have some fun ones.
This is an interesting hat. I don't know that I've ever worn. Maybe this was the spirit of Halloween. I don't know, but
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, I kind of want to touch on we talked a little bit about the sauna and the benefits of the sauna. The cold plunge is interesting to me too. And I got to share a story. So there's a guy at the golf course, and he used to be a quarterback for Utah State. I didn't know that, but I did a little research on it. I might've stalked him a little bit, but he's not in great shape. And I'm not going to say his name because I just said he's not in the best of shape. He's older. We're all older, right? You know, we're not as good as we once was, but he plays golf every single day. And not only does he play golf every day, a lot of days he plays 36 holes. And if you play golf for like 2 or 3 days in a row, you are sore. And I remember telling my wife, I'm like, I don't know how this guy does this every day and keeps his body, holds up. So I couldn't resist. I walked up to him one day, we were playing, and I said, hey, I just got to know something. How do you keep your body from hurting? And he said, one thing, the cold plunge. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I do the cold plunge all the time, and it restores my aches and pains. Can you tell a little bit about that?
So the cold is great for so many things. It's one of the few things that everybody hates, but you can't get hurt doing it. Well, at least you really can't, but we think we can. So you're intentionally doing something hard. And if you can start your day with the cold plunge, then nothing else in the day will seem hard because you intentionally get super uncomfortable. And when you get out of it, it's a dopamine hit immediately. I mean, you feel rejuvenated. That's why they recommend the cold in the morning and the warm at night, because that cold in the morning stimulates even a shower. They say that the plunge is better than the shower only because you can't cover all parts of the body in the shower. But to have that cold hit on your head, it's awakening your cells, it's stimulating.
So do you put your whole head in?
So in
the, or I thought it was just...
In the cold plunge, you just go up to...
Your shoulders.
To the shoulders, and then at the very end, if you want to dip your head under, it's awesome. And in fact, if we can get 50 people to comment, then... that we need Steve to get in the cold plunge.
No, Steve's not going in the cold plunge.
Everyone after Steve actually is going in the cold plunge. And after this is over, if anyone wants to come out and watch him do that, we will record it if not. But Steve just told me he felt like getting uncomfortable today. So he's going to jump in that.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable right now. Putting this hat on was uncomfortable. I ain't going to lie, Allie.
But the true benefit to the cold is that you guys know when you're little, you run around outside, it's freezing cold, and your kids never need a coat. Mom, I don't need a coat. I'm not cold. They're really not cold because they have brown fat that warms them, and their body knows how to warm itself.
Well, I got lots of brown fat, but the sun's not up yet over here.
Well, I'll tell you this, we lose our brown fat as we get older because we get cold and we turn on the heater, we put on a coat, we put on a sweatshirt, we do everything to prevent our body from being able to warm up and do everything to just do it artificially. If we allow our body to warm ourselves, we'll be able to tolerate cold better, but we've lost brown fat. Brown fat allows us to thermoregulate, and when we have brown fat, we give off heat. Heat is in the form of a calorie. So a lot of people that cold plunge really healthy, and if they're eating well and exercising, they can get extra lean because as you increase your brown fat, you're consistently burning calories in order to thermoregulate. But we lose that ability by artificially warming ourselves throughout our adulthood. And so now we're cold anytime we go outside. You know, we sit by heaters up at our desk and we walk to the kitchen and it's cold.
Yeah.
And we just, again, we're taking away our body's ability to just naturally warm ourselves. Being cold is really, really important. But a big factor with it is an antidepressant, helps with anxiety. It is a dopamine hit, but it's an anti-inflammatory. And then it really helps to recreate brown fat, and we can get our brown fat back.
So how often would you recommend that a person do a cold plunge?
Daily.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Every day you just torture your body.
It's not torture. So when you get in
It depends, right? You're a lot tougher than I am.
Well, it's not. I think you get in the cold, no one likes it. But once you know what to expect, it becomes more tolerable.
So you...
It's way worse in our minds than what it really is. And... Cody came down and did plunge, and you know, it's like, I hate cold. I want to get in cold. Once you do it, Cody, just verbally, how did you feel?
I loved it. I felt fantastic. Yeah. And rejuvenated.
You felt like you did something hard. Did you want to get in? I mean, were you looking forward to getting in the cold?
No.
I'm pretty sure he was behind the camera the whole time saying, I'll just film. And then when it was his turn, he's like, crap, I got to do this.
I got to tell you, I don't even like getting up and going to the bathroom at night because when my feet get cold, when it hits the floor, I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's just pure wimpy.
Oh.
But I do think that some people can tolerate cold more than others. It's just naturally. I had a little double date that came to my house last night, and one kid said, I don't wear gloves skiing. He got in that cold, sat in there, didn't even move for 5 minutes, and it was at 45 degrees and super easy for him.
So I think a lot of people have this misconception on like a cold plunge. And I was looking at the process this morning as you were preparing, and you're quite efficient. But I noticed on the top of your cold plunge, it holds crawfish. So it's like a cooler.
The one I have is just the adult size cooler, and it doesn't filter, but it's good for events because I can travel it in the truck. So they have some you can put in your home. But honestly,
but you don't need to spend that much money.
You don't need to. You just seriously can have a bath and put ice in it. You can get a trough, a horse trough, and in the winter it'll stay cold. Just make sure it has a drain so you can clean it. And then I just do this cooler, and it'll stay cold most of the winter. But the reason it says crawfish is that I ordered a white one, and they sent me two red ones that said Louisiana crawfish, and they sent mine to Louisiana. So I got a 2-for-1 red ones for Utah. And
I know they make green ones.
You want to see Steve in the cold plunge?
Yep. You know, we don't want to see a fat guy in a little cooler.
That's what he's really worried about. It's not even the cold.
No, it's the cold. I don't like cold. Everybody that knows me well, I can deal with the heat. I mean, it's hot in here right now. Make no mistake.
It is warm.
I enjoy it.
So let's do this kind of to end, because I know that, you know, we can go on about the sauna. We can go on about the cold plunge. There's a major benefit starting your day hot or cold, ending hot. When I do it, it's every night. I alternate and do contrast therapy. You don't always have to do contrast therapy. Each one has their own benefits, but after a sauna, nothing feels better than getting in the cold. And then you always want to get out of the sauna, let your heart rate go down, spray off, get in the cold, 3 minutes max. Anything past that is just gonna be for mental toughness, but really the health benefits of anything under 50 is gonna be done in that 3 minutes. Big part of that's working through the breathing, which we'll talk about. And then when you get out of the cold, you want to rest, meaning sit in a chair, try not to use a towel, and let your body naturally heat itself to develop.
So does that mean I go on for the day?
Rest as long as you need to.
Okay.
But there's a breathing process. So when you get in the cold plunge, it's a very similar process as kids or adults that have panic attacks or have little anxiety moments. And I can't tell you how many kids in sports or under the football helmets are going through things emotionally. We never even know, and they don't understand how to breathe. So really quick, there's two processes. When you get in this cold plunge, you're gonna exhale as you get in. The first thing that happens when we get into an uncomfortable situation is we breathe in and we hyperventilate and we can't get our breath. So we wanna make sure that we're exhaling as we get into that cold plunge. When you're in there, you're gonna go 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out. And you're gonna do that 4 or 5 times. It takes about 45 seconds if you're in water that is about 42 to and up. It will actually create a little cocoon around you if you don't move. If you want to keep the challenge alive, then move because that water stays cold. But if you stay still, hold your hands together to conduct heat, it's great. The other one is square breathing. You're gonna breathe in for 3, hold for 3, exhale for 3, hold for 3. You do that for 3 or 4 times, and now you've been in there almost 3 minutes. It's just a matter of shifting your focus from cold to breathing into something
else. I'd be afraid I'd pee in it or something.
Well, you'll warm it right up.
Okay, sounds good to know.
But there's just a lot of benefits. I have a lot of passion, but I think ultimately we just want to talk about right now as we're getting into the holidays and the hustle and bustle of everything and trying to figure out the industry. It's just finding a place where you can go and you can be still, where you can be in your own thoughts, where you can have peace and quiet. And whether it's in a sauna, whether it's in a room in your house, that's kind of a favorite place. I just think it's important we take that time to see what our inner self is trying to teach us and tell us.
And I think it's really important, you know, the holidays are coming up, right? And typically that's the hardest time mentally for people. And if you're not in a good space right now or going into those holidays, it can be a bad holiday season for you. And I think it's important that everybody just takes the time to relax, focus on oneself, and give everybody the best version of you, right?
Absolutely. I'm gonna be staying out here for a while. If some of you want to come down from your offices and just try the sauna, you don't have to plunge. I will not make you. If you want to, it's a good chance to do it.
You should see the sauna. It's something else.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Comfortably. Are you sweating?
It's getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there. I really want to as we, I know in an effort of time, but I really want to touch on something that I've been thinking about, and I can't help, I mean, my mind is on this game, right? It's going to be a hell of a ball game. But I watched the Utah-USC game last week, and it was Utah won, and it was really evident
to
me.
In the very final minutes of the game.
But my point being is all the odds this year, and you just have seasons like that, or you have years like that, or you have things, adversities within yourself and your career where the chips are down. And that's one of those years for Utah, right? They've got a walk-on quarterback that just got a scholarship. They've had a rash of injuries, and it would be easy for the team just to give up. But they haven't. And the coaches, the leaders, have put different people in different roles. And I don't know if you've watched it. I don't know if you're a fan, but there's a guy, number 28 on Utah, that's just a dude. And he was playing safety, and they've moved him to running back, and he's playing both sides. It was amazing to watch. And what was amazing to me is you've got these guys, the quarterback, this is the big farmer, going against the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. And the heart he showed and the adversity and just the will to win rose his team up. And it's amazing when you're faced with adversity or challenges, you can look through that and give your best and make other people around you better, how you can win.
I agree. And going back to just tying this in, I do think that you have to do your part. Like, you can make a difference doing
yes.
your part, but doing your part to take care of you, doing your part to
Absolutely.
Be your best self.
If you're not your best, how can you expect the best? You can't. So I got to tell you, it's been interesting to watch. I'm just amazed. Of what you can do. And everyone always thinks you have to be the most talented, or you have to have the most years in the business or whatever. No, you don't.
What do you think the number one key is?
The number one key
to making a difference. Doesn't matter if you're a walk-on, it doesn't matter. What do you think the number one?
You gotta believe.
You gotta believe in yourself. No one's giving you that. Like, hands down, in everything we do, you gotta believe in yourself. And confidence comes from preparation.
Yep.
It comes from putting in the time. It
yep.
comes from wins, small wins. Do things that you know you can be successful at. I mean, heck, write a list of 10 things you've already done today and check them all off just to see how successful you've been.
I agree. If you're not mentally sound, it's going to be hard to win. Because you're going to face losses. I mean, it's inevitable. But those are learning experiences. Those aren't losses.
Yeah. And for me, sometimes it's hard to go out and play a sport to feel like I've won. I don't do that anymore. Doing things like this that are hard, uncomfortable, that bring peace, those are wins for me. You know, I have to create, I have to stay relevant to communicate with certain athletes. I have to do things where they like, oh, that's cool that you did that, and hard that you did that, because otherwise I could not influence or impact
yep.
in any way. And so I think it's important that we just push ourselves, but take really good care of ourselves, but believe in yourself. Like, some of you have been told your whole life that you're not worth anything, and others have been told you you're amazing. We believe what we hear. But listen to your inner voice. Let that be the dominant voice.
Hard work always catches and surpasses talent at some point. Always. So it's that time, Allie.
Yeah, it is. Time to get in the cold. Those that want to come watch Steve, we will go through that process.
I'm going to keep this rolling so we can follow you out there.
Oh, that's just awesome.
Let me just make sure Steve's okay with this.
I'll do whatever I have to do.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Utes.
Good luck, everybody. Let's have a good football game. Happy Halloween. Thanks for joining Something to Believe In. We love you all. Thank you.